Beruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Bezras Hashem together on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the top, from the two dots. After the Gemara concluded that Beis Shammai is of the opinion of Shvisas Kelim, whether it's actively done a Malacha on Shabbos, or the Kelim do a passive Malacha on Shabbos, is going to be also Midiraisa. According to Beis Hillel, there's no such Iser, Shvisas Kelim. Says the Gemara, Man Tano Laha. Who is the Tana that teaches the following Braisa? The Tana Rabbonon. For it was taught in the Braisa, Lo Timale Isha Kedero Asosios Vertumosin. A woman cannot fill up her oven, not with these type of beans that have a prolonged amount of time in order for them to cook. Vitaniach L'toch HaTanur Erev Shabbos, and put them inside on Erev Shabbos, Im Chashecha, before nightfall. If indeed they are placed in the oven before Shabbos, then after Shabbos they cannot be used. Kedesh Yasu means that there's going to be a penalty for the person who did that, that in order them to get any benefit from those beans, they would have to then cook the beans. It would be enough time to cook the beans again for Motzei Shabbos. So for example, if the beans required a full 24 hours, and these are the beans that indeed, if you put them on before Shabbos, they're only ready till Motzei Shabbos, then a person cannot benefit from those beans until Sunday night. Says the Gemara, Ki yoytze boy, the Braisa continues, similarly, Lo yimale nachtoim chavi shel mayim, a baker cannot place a jug of water, v'yaniach l'toich hatanur, and put it inside of his oven in order to then warm up that water so that make it easy for him to knead the dough after Shabbos. So he cannot place that before Shabbos. V'im also kein l'moitzai Shabbos asuim b'kedei sheyasu. And if he did do so by putting it into the oven before Shabbos, then he cannot have any benefit from that water until kedei sheyasu. Again, if it takes a few hours, let's say 4 hours, to heat up the water entirely in that oven, then he'd have to wait 4 hours after the Shabbos in order to benefit from that water. Ask the Gemara Lema, or suggest the Gemara Lema Beis Shammai hi velo Beis Hillel. Let us suggest and say that this Braisa that we just quoted is authored by Beis Shammai, who is of the opinion of Shvisas Kelim, and not Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, no, afilu teimo Beis Hillel. You can even say that this Braisa is authored by Beis Hillel. Because Gezeira Shema Yechate Begecholim. Because of a Gezeira, a decree that perhaps a person will rake the coals, and therefore he'll be over, if he were to rake the coals, he'd be over an Isir Deraisa of Havara, of kindling a flame. So the Chachamim made a Gezeira that a person should not be able to put such a dish, anything, in this case, shouldn't put the beans, for example, on the tanur before Shabbos if it's open, because he can easily stoke, he can easily rake the coals and then cause an iser di araiso. So therefore, that could even be the opinion of Beis Hillel. Ask the Gemara, di imachte, Ihochi asked the Gemara, Mugmar v'galfris nami ligzor. If that's the case, that Beis Hillel is concerned about maybe raking the coals, and therefore it would be oser even to put this before Shabbos, then he should also oyser that which it states earlier in the Braisa, that a person cannot put a galfris, sulfur, underneath metalware before Shabbos. They did that in order to then cause the sulfur to rise into the metal and then bring out the picture that is on that metal. If there was, let's say, a flower that was engraved in that metal, then the blackened sulfur would cause it to be more readily, easily seen. Or they would put mugmar, they would put incense underneath clothing in order for the clothing to then smell good. So you cannot do that before Shabbos, and Beis Hillel said you could. So why is that not a problem? Says the Gemara, Hasam l'machti lehu. There they would not rake the coals. Di machti solik behu kutro v'koshi lehu. Because by raking the coals, it would cause a smoke to envelop, and that would ruin the clothing or the metalware. Ask the Gemara further, Unin shel pishto nami ligzor. Why does Beis Hillel matir the Unin, the bundles of flax in the Mishnah? He should aser because maybe a person will then rake the coals. Hasam kiven the kashi luhuzika lo megalele, because the wind is bad for the flax. When we're trying to whiten the flax, it will ruin the flax, and therefore a person would not open up the tanur, and therefore it wouldn't be a concern that he would stoke the coals. Tzemer liyara ligzor. Ask the Gemara further. In the Mishnah, it says that they would used to take the wool, and they would put it into a big vat in order to then dye the wool. So why don't we make a gzeiro that Shema Yechate, according to Beis Hillel? Why does he matir in the Mishnah? Omar Shmuel biyara akura. We're talking about a yara, this vat that was already removed from the fire. Ask the Gemara, v'necho Shema magiz bo. Good, it's removed from the fire. It's no longer a concern of maybe he will rake the coals, but he will maybe then stir the pot where the wool is in, and that will cause the wool to become cooked or dyed. And therefore, that should be a problem. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a problem. Why? Because ba'akura v'tucha, not only is the pot removed, this vat is removed from the flame, but it's also sealed, and therefore the sealing will remind the person not to then go ahead and magis and stir that pot. Says the Gemara, v'hashad omar mar, gzeira shema yechate b'gecholim. Now that we have a concern of shema, gzeira shema yechate, then hai kideira chayoso shari la'anucho erev Shabbos im chashecha b'tanura. But that pot that has raw meat inside of it, that should be permitted to put on erev Shabbos on the flame. Why? Because since raw meat takes hours and hours to cook, clearly he's not going to then have it ready by the night. Therefore, there won't be a concern that he will then stoke the coals. He won't rake the coals. And therefore, he'll have all night in order to then allow the cooking process to take effect. So we won't be concerned about Shema Yechate. And Gemara explains, Kivan, my time, what's the reason? Kivan de loichozi la'orto, since that he doesn't have any intention to eat it that night, it won't be fitting to eat, therefore he'll remove his das until already the next day, where anyway it's going to be cooked, and therefore there won't be a concern of then raking the coals. The Gemara goes on to explain, uboshil, if it was fully cooked, shapir dom, he also wouldn't be concerned because of Shema Yechate, by putting that on the tanur, on the flame, before Shabbos. Boshil v'loy boshil, if it's partially cooked, osir, it should be a problem. It will be a problem, be osir. Because Shema Yechate, maybe he'll then want to expedite the cooking process. So therefore, if he puts something that's only partially cooked before Shabbos, then this gzera exists of Shema Yechate. V'im shoda be'garmo, however, if he puts a bone that has some meat inside of this partially cooked dish, then shapir dami, then it's okay, because we have the same svar that we said before. He's not going to intend to eat from this pot, since it still needs to be cooked for several more hours, and therefore it's only going to be ready the next day, in which there'll be enough time to cook that dish, even without being mechate the flames. V'hashted Omar Mar, now that Mar said, kol midi dekoshi le zika lo megale le, that if something is going to then be ruined as a result of letting some wind inside of it, then hai bisra de gadya v'shorik shapir domi, then the bosar, the meat of a young gedi, that should be okay if it's sealed. That will be okay if it's sealed, because you have two milas. You have the mila that the tender meat of the gedi is going to be ruined by the wind if you open up the tanur while it's being roasted. And so also, when you also have the seal, which is going to then prevent a person from then breaking that seal, which would be a hassle for him and also be a reminder to him not to do so. So because if you have both milas, therefore you can go ahead and put the bisra, the gidia, together with the seal on Erev Shabbos. The barcha v'loy sharik oser. However, if it's going to be a ram, which is more mature and the meat is tough, therefore the wind will not be a factor and will not bother its cooking process. And if it doesn't have a seal, then certainly it will be oser. The gadya v'loy sharik, what happens if you have one mila? You have the mila of gadya, where you don't want the wind to affect the tender meat, but it's not sealed. On the other hand, the barcha v'sharik, or you have a mature ram where the meat is tough, but you do have, and therefore the wind will not bother, but you do have the mila of being sealed. What would be the din in such cases? Says the Gemara Machlokes, Rav Ashi shari, Rav Yirmiyah medifti osir. Rav Ashi says it's mutter, whereas Rav Yirmiyah medifti says it's osir. In other words, the shaila is if one of the two, if you have one mila, if that's sufficient in order to be matir, according to Rav Ashi, that's enough. L'Rav Ashi d'shori, asked the Gemara, now the Gemara says v'hatanya, really it's a Mishnah coming up on Daf Yutes Amud Beis. The Gemara asks from the following Mishnah, Ein soilin bosar batzal ubeitzo, one cannot roast meat, onions, or eggs, ele kedesh yatsulu mi ba'oid yoim, unless it was roasted already on Erev Shabbos. So how can you say that over here it's permissible to roast the meat that we're talking about over here? The Zakasha on Rav Ashi answers the Gemara, Hasom, the barcha v'lo shorik. There in that Mishnah, the reason why it's aser to roast anything unless it's finished before Shabbos is because it's barcha v'lo shorik. It has both chisronos, the chisron of being a tough meat, and therefore the wind is not a concern, and also is not sealed. Ikedame, there are those that say, the gadya bein shorik bein lo shorik shapir domi. When it comes to a gedi which has tender meat, so whether it is sealed or whether it's not sealed, then it's mutter, it's fine. The barcha, if it's a ram which has tough meat, nami also visharik shapir domi. Therefore, the wind is not a factor, and if it's sealed, then it's also good. So you have both milas. Ki pligi, when is there a machloikis, the barcha v'lo shorik? If you have tough meat of the ram, but it's not sealed, the Rav Ashi shori, Rav Yirmiyah medifti osir. Rav Ashi says it's mutter, that's true, it's not sealed, but at least the fact that it's covered is sufficient. Rav Yirmiyah says that's not good enough, and therefore it's osir. Ask the Gemara, Rav Ashi, the shori, and that which Rav Ashi says is mutter, over here in the case of barcha v'lo shorik, where it's not sealed, again, v'atnan, the Mishnah l'kamon says, "Ein solim baser batzal ubeitzo, elik deshi yatsulu miboid yoim." You're not able to roast not meat, and not onions, and not eggs, unless the entire thing is roasted before Shabbos. So how can you tell me that over here it would be mutter according to Rav Ashi? Hasam bebisro agumri. There, the reason why it's aser to roast anything unless it's completely roasted before Shabbos is because we're talking about basar that is not in a tanur at all. It's in an open flame. And therefore, with an open flame, with open coals, that would be a concern. Omer Ravina, hai kro chaya, shapir domi. Ravina says, according to everybody, if you have a gourd that is a raw gourd, then it's shapir domi. You could go ahead and put into the tanur. Why? Because you have kiven de kashi lezika kibistra kadiya damya. You have the mila, the fact that it's going to be ruining the gourd if you open up the door of the tanur, since the wind will then enter and it'll ruin the gourd. So therefore, it's like the bistra of gadya, and therefore that would be mutter. Now the Gemara quotes our Mishnah that Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Moichrin, you cannot sell various things to a goy if it's going to be right on Erev Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanan Beishamai Oimim Lo Yimkor Adam Chefzo Linochri. The Braisa goes on to say that Beishamai says it's osur to sell an object to a Nochri on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. Velo Yashilenu, and you cannot lend to him, that's going to then have to be returned on Shabbos. Velo Yalvenu, and you cannot lend him money. And you can't give him a gift, unless then it's going to then be enough time for him to arrive to his house while it's still Erev Shabbos. Because if it's going to be Shabbos, then it's going to look like the Jew then commissioned him to be on his behalf, and therefore he's using the chayfetz on behalf of the Jew. Beis Hillel Oimrim Kadesh Yagil Abayis Hasamuch Lechoimo. Beis Hillel says, so long as it's going to be enough time for him to get to the wall in the vicinity of where he lives. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Kadesh Yetze Mipezach Beisoy. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Beis Hillel says that it's on order for him to get leave the Jew's house. After that, there's not a concern that he's doing something on behalf of the Jew. The Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hein Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Hein Divrei Beis Hillel. Rabbi Akiva is coming to explain the words of Beis Hillel. It's not a machloikis. As follows, Lo ba Rabbi Akiva el lefarish Divrei Beis Hillel. To say it doesn't mean, Beis Hillel does not mean to say that he has to leave all the way until he gets to the choyma of his vicinity where he lives. Rather, Beis Hillel means to say that it's enough for a person to have the Gentile leave the Jewish home before Shabbos, then they won't be suspecting that the Jew commissioned him on his behalf.